Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to today. You'll hear Nick Sirianni, who was on with the morning show today. Ross Tucker at 12:30 today. Kiss the baby as we're getting down the stretch here, trying to predict the perfect playoff bracket. And we got to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking today for a great price. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Did y'all know misophonia is a strong reaction, anger reaction, to repetitive noises? Did you know that?
I did not.
Misophonia is the fact, like, some people get mad at people chewing repetitively and stuff like that, and it's called misophonia.
It's like I get that. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like the dripping water and stuff like that.
Like you can't handle that noise.
And they get angry.
Yeah.
It's like when people smacking gum and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know people that can't handle those kind of things. Hey, they're part of life. You got to deal with them. But some people cannot. You know what else is part of life? Criticism. Criticism
yes.
is, especially if you are a team that there's high expectations for. Right? The Eagles are not some team. We have established now over the course of a 10-game winning streak, this is one of the best teams in football. Right? They're one of the four or five best teams. But a lot of people right now believe they're the best team, number one team in the NFL. And with that comes a lot of praise when things go well. But Hugh also, it comes with question marks and concern if things don't go well. And I want to, look, Sunday was great, and the Eagles answered a lot of questions that we had and they had about themselves last week. That was the whole thing, right? Last week was all this drama about, do they believe in themselves? Is the pass game good enough? Can they win like this? All that stuff. It was a whole week of it. And then they answered the bell. They kind of raised their own questions internally. They brought them to us. And then they answer them. And I think everyone is happy with the way they played on Sunday because they look great and they beat a good team. But the question is now, Hugh, after the week that was, did we overreact?
No.
Go ahead.
No, we didn't. And I just want to add one caveat. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been radio about 20 years. I've been on the air for about 20 years. And, most times, because I'm in a position where, a unique position, Joe, where I play the game. Mm-hmm. I know the inner workings of a locker room and things of that nature. And I don't like the narrative where it feels to me, I'm not calling anybody out, but I've listened to a lot of interviews in the last couple of days. I don't like feeling like I've been made, like I fabricated anything. And I know it's not me per se, but I mean the radio station, like the team that I'm on now. Because I've gotten a lot of phone calls over the last couple of days saying, well, you guys made the stories and all. I ain't said nothing, but I ain't did nothing but react to what was being said on the air. And so I'm listening to the show this morning, and I hear Coach Sirianni coming on, and I hear BG coming on, and I hear individuals basically saying or implying that we made the story up. I didn't make up nothing. I didn't go after a game and talk about the passing game and leave it open for speculation. Because if you want to break it down, that's my job. I don't know what you're thinking, especially when you leave it as vague as you do. I don't know what's on your mind. But I'm here as a former player to try to take people beyond the veil, behind the curtain, and try to explain what it is you're trying to say, because you're not man enough to actually say what you wanted to say. So I got to sit here and try to evaluate your voice inflection and things of that nature. So that's what I do. And then another thing, BG comes on a couple days ago and he says what he says, but he adds a little bit more fuel to the fire. I didn't make that up. I didn't make none of that up. I reacted to it. But to sit here and hear Coach Sirianni say what he's had to say, talking about, we made this story up, and BG talking about, we know how we are, I'm a little offended behind that, because I don't have to fabricate anything. I don't have to make up anything. My job is to react to what's being said or react to what you do. And that's what I do. So I'm right now, I'm in my feelings a little bit, because I didn't make up anything. I didn't make up these storylines or anything like that. These are storylines that the Eagles created by the drama that they had in that locker room or whatever
sure,
it was.
I agree.
And it was reinforced by players when they say, hey, brothers fight. If nothing was going on, that's all you had to say was nothing was going on. Don't be mad at us because we talk about it and we brought it to light because you the one that brought it to light. When you put us in family business, that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, and they did. And they did it last week. 215-592-9494. Here's my perspective on this, Hugh. You have an interesting perspective because you live both sides of this.
Yeah, I don't like the, sorry, Joe,
because okay.
I'm a little high because I don't like the – I know it's not me directly, but I'm a part of this WIP family. And I don't like to feel like I'm the one that created this. Like I'm creating a false
sure.
narrative.
No,
I'm not creating nothing. Because like I said, I'm getting phone calls and people telling me, you know, well, you can control the narrative. I don't control any. You control the narrative. Because everything that comes out of that NovaCare complex, you have control of. You control all the content. You control what the players say. You control, hell, who we talk to on a daily basis. So don't get mad at me or get mad at the people that I work with because you sat out there and you said what you said. If you don't want this stuff to get out, run a tighter ship. Get your stuff together. That's what you do. Get your stuff together.
215-592-9494. We're going to let you hear what Brandon Graham said last night. He was also on this morning. And then Nick Sirianni, who did admit it was them. I mean, they brought this to light. We'll let you hear both those coming up in a second. Here's my perspective. And Hugh, I love hearing yours because you now have lived both sides of this. You were a player, and you know what it's like to be in a locker room, and you know what it's like to have all this stuff kind of become big stories. I mean, you lived, we're part of a story with T.O., obviously. And that was even before your thing with T.O., just when he was upset with the team. You were in the locker room then. And then now you've lived it as a fan and a radio host. I don't have that side of the perspective. I just have one. I just have the fan and the radio host side. I never played. We don't count my high school career because I wasn't any good. My perspective is this. When there's a big story and the team is talking about it, we're talking about it. And we're all going to give our opinions. And last week, I thought all of that conversation was appropriate. And I thought all of it was necessary on our part as fans. I can't control what the players say, but I can control what I say. And we open up the phone lines to you on WIP. All I know is this. The Eagles are a tremendous football team. And when a tremendous football team has two things, one on the field, a potential problem that they're highlighting, which last week was the passing game, and two, potentially issues in the locker room, those are the kind of things that could take a great team and prevent it from winning a championship. So I thought last week was totally appropriate the way everyone reacted, which was, hey, we hope this gets fixed. Hey, it needs to get fixed in order for this team to raise the Lombardi in New Orleans. I think if you didn't think those things last week, you weren't paying attention or you just wanted to be just overly positive on the situation. They were obviously issues. They brought it to our attention. And even if they didn't, we all watched the passing game against Carolina. That wasn't championship
worthy. We saw what we saw.
Yeah, right. And then the reason, and I said this a lot yesterday, the reason everyone was excited yesterday and is excited today and moving forward is because of the way they played Sunday. It looked like they were together again as teammates, especially AJ and Jalen, dancing, celebrating, all that kind of stuff. And the pass game looked good. That looked on Sunday like a Super Bowl performance. That's why we're excited. Last week, it didn't look like that, and that's why there was concern. 215-592-9494. But I'm curious where everyone comes down, because the whole week happened. We talked about it. We did a lot on it. Did we overreact? And I want to make sure you understand what I say by we. We, meaning all of us, not just myself, not just Hugh. I mean, you want to say I overreacted, you can. But I mean we as a fan base. Did we overreact last week to what felt like a really big story and obviously had a nice positive feeling at the end Sunday with the win? Let's hear Brandon Graham last night on the Brandon Graham Show. Not quite as headline-making as last week, but interesting nonetheless. Here's BG last night with Spike and Howard.
It's a good refocus because we know what the media can do. It can be good and bad. You know, they can make things like the sky is falling, and then they can make things so beautiful. But most of the time, you know what it is in Philly. The sky is falling if we have one hiccup if it's a problem somewhere.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be talking about the whole time. But what I love is, you know, how you respond. And then you really see what your team made of. Like you said, you continue to build closer with each other. And I know AJ and everybody been aha, you know, everybody can be quiet and all that, and I get it, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot. It was a lot of talk, a lot of talk. It's always talk. That's what we do on this, on the radio. And so it's more, all right, I appreciate y'all having y'all opinion, but we're going to prove y'all wrong. And it do give you that sense of, if you didn't listen to it, but somebody have, and then somebody tell you what they said, you do kind of, it do kind of get you refocused, like, oh, that's how they feel? Okay.
So what's interesting about that is he said, you know, one bad day or one thing, one little thing, and it gets blown out of proportion, it gets blown up. But they brought it to our attention. That's the funniest part.
This is the narrative. Like, this is the thing that, and listen, I'm all for circling the wagons, us against the world. I like Tupac, too. I listen to Me Against the World, and I was a big Tupac fan when I played. But don't act like the thing that rubs me the wrong way, Joe, is you act like I just woke up one morning and said, let me see how I can drive a wedge into the Eagles locker room. That's stupid on my part, or I would think anybody else's part here. And I know I'm making it seem like it's personal to me. It's not. But I'm a part of this family. I'm a part of this WIP family now. And we are tasked with creating content on a daily basis. And I'm going to tell you like this. If you wouldn't have said what you said, or anybody would have said what they said, we would have did our show and went on about our business. But when you make my job easier for me, then hell, who's not going to take that? Well, who's not going to take that and run with it?
Yeah, also, here's the bottom line. Whatever the biggest story is, that's what we're going to talk about. And last week, we had a Super Bowl contender who had players within the team. I mean, literally players within the team. A.J. Brown saying the passing needed to get better. Well, that's a huge story on a team trying to win the Super Bowl in a league where I understand it's come back to maybe more balance, but still the quarterback's a huge part, and the passing game's a huge part of trying to win the Super Bowl. That's number one. Number two, we had an active player on his own show on WIP, and I you laughed as I highlighted this a lot last week, that spent 20 minutes talking about how the quarterback and the wide receiver weren't the best of friends anymore and needed to not let personal issues get in the way of the team. That's a huge story. And it's, in my mind, and I think a lot of people's minds, it was a huge story. Now, they responded in a good way. But now that it's all said and done, did we overreact? 215-592-9494. Can we hear Nick Sirianni this morning? I actually give Sirianni a lot of credit because he acknowledged, hey, they brought the story to us. That was on them last week. Here was Sirianni this morning with Joe and John.
There was, you know, some outside noise, as we saw. And what I saw, that obviously we kind of created it. After we kind of addressed it and went through it, it was kind of a, you know, it was just kind of non-issue for us anymore. We just went back to work. I just have so much respect for these guys and the resiliency that they have.
So, I mean, he acknowledged that they brought it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they started all this, and then away we go. 215-592-9494. Look, the Eagles are in a great place right now. This is a team with a legitimate and real chance to hoist the Lombardi in February. But let's kind of think back to the last week. Did we overreact? Hugh does not believe we did. I don't believe so either. I thought the issues were appropriate to talk about. Now, they responded well. That's the good news for all of us. Did we overreact? Kyle, what are you thinking here on this Tuesday as the Eagles enter this week on a 10-game win streak?
So I was going to use the same exact two words that you just did, that the reaction was both appropriate and necessary. I mean, you saw the way the team responded. It was hilarious to me how this thing got spun into becoming our fault. The biggest instance of gasoline being thrown on the fire was what Brandon Graham said on a show on Monday.
Yes.
I mean, if that game had happened, right, what we would have definitely been talking about the passing game, how it struggled, you know, Jalen Hurts didn't look good,
yeah,
all that stuff. And then A.J. Brown comes out and says that, you know, the passing game struggled, right? So if you want to say we overreacted, then you have to say A.J. Brown overreacted too. Then you have to say Brandon Graham overreacted too. Like, they're the ones that brought this to our attention and made this a story. So, and given everything that they said after the game, like, even given what Jay Glazer reported before the game about that Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown had to shake hands in front of the team, like, to not display publicly, like, Wentz and Alshon that they're okay, but they had to do that in front of their own teammates,
yeah,
to show them that everything was okay. And then for Lane to say after the game, you know, brothers fight, but they kissed and made up. Like, are we just ignoring the reality that this was a thing? Like, I'm glad that it's over with. I'm glad that they were able to get through it. But we can't sit here and act like this whole thing was blown out of proportion, made up by us. Like, everybody that was within that building that has talked about it has been telling us to our face how real this thing actually was. So, like, if you want to say that we overreacted, then the overreaction started with the Eagles.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. I'm curious if everyone comes down on this. Now that the dust has settled on this, did we overreact last week? I don't think we did. I think everything that was talked about last week, from inside the team to their voices on WIP led by Brandon Graham to us as fans talking about it, all was appropriate. Here's the good news we could all agree on. They responded. They played well.
They circled the wagons.
Yeah, that's great.
They circled the wagons.
But they started the fire that they put out.
Yes. So I just don't like the narrative of and listen, like I said, you could use any motivation that you want. But I don't like the narrative of I'm the bad guy. I'm a report whatever is being said, and if I'm keeping it a bean, half the stuff I know I don't say anything about. So you should be glad that I don't do that. You know what I mean? Because it's the fact that we have access to the locker room, we know people. We don't talk about half the stuff that we could talk about on the air. So you should be glad of that. So basically what I'm saying is back up off me and let me do my job.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron in West Philly. What's up, Ron?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Got you, Ron. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
It's good to talk to you guys. I see both sides of the argument, but let me get this out. So I think you did overreact a little bit, because even in the beginning, when the man said passing, you said all he said was passing. Then it got a little more information when BG said what he said. Then the media ran with that, and they overreacted. Now the team got themselves together. It's over. The team is expressing some feelings about it. But now I think your guys are overreacting to what they feel about it.
Well, hold on. Let me get Ron.
Tell me from the beginning of what you said about what A.J. Brown said to what B.G. said, how I overreacted. Tell me in your mind, how did I overreact? Not me per se, the media. How did we overreact when that was said?
Running with it and running with it and running
okay,
with
Ron,
it.
Okay, Ron, wait a minute. Well, hold up. Let me put this together for you. When A.J. Brown said what he said, I came on this show Monday. And I said that I don't think it was a big deal. Joe said maybe it might be something, too, that we speculated about what potentially he was talking about, correct?
Right.
BG got on the air Monday night, and he said there's beef. I'm paraphrasing here. He said there's beef between Jalen and AJ. And he said, number one, it's trying, and AJ has to do better. Did he not say that?
Yes, he did.
Let me finish now. Now answer, how did we overreact? How was that overreaction? No, Ron.
Job.
Ron.
Yes.
He said AJ and Jalen are having beef. How was that an overreaction on my part? Because he said it. How am I overreacting?
What I'm saying is you guys did your job. But once you guys got a hold of it and all the other host on WIP got a hold of it, it just was a continuing thing that went on and on and on nonstop.
Because everyone has opinions about it. Like this,
right?
Right. So like we're not, as you know, Ron. Obviously, you're on the air with us right now. It's not just us. Like we, a huge part. In fact, I would say the biggest part of WIP is you. Right. The listener, the caller, the voice of the fan. You guys get to be part of it with us. So Ron, when we throw the phone number out and people call in and they want to talk about it. It's the story, right? Like the Eagles presented us the story. We're going to talk about it, and everyone is willing, and we want to give time for their opinion. Like, what is anyone supposed to do if it's the biggest story? They presented it to us, and everyone had an opinion on it. So you're right; it became a week long thing because there's thousands of fans that want to give an opinion on it.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to give you that point, but right now that they expressed their feelings about what the media did. Why don't we just let it go? I mean, they have a right to express their feelings, too. Why are we going
they can say whatever they want, Ron. I'm not annoyed at the play. Like, they can say whatever they say is whatever they say. Ron, and we appreciate the phone call. My thing is this. I'm just curious now, after a week of us talking about it, and I say us. It's not just me and Hugh and Kyle. And it's not just Spike and Ike and Jack and Joe and John and Rhea and everyone in the morning. It's Everyone. It's the entire. It was the biggest story in Philadelphia last week. Not just WIP. It was like your text chains with your buddies. That's the story. It was AJ. It was Jalen. It was BG. They presented us. Presented it to us. What I think is ironic is it turned into a positive, and yet it's almost being shown back as a negative. Like it was blown out of proportion. No, it wasn't. They brought it to our attention. They wanted to talk about it. They talked about it. They made it public, and then they thrived after it. So that's why it doesn't make any sense to me that anyone thinks it was blown out of proportion. It was totally appropriate considering what happened. Robert's in Washington Township. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Robert. What's up?
So last Monday, when I was heading to work, you guys were showing the clip or playing the clip for AJ asked the question about the passing game. And John Ritchie kept saying, this is nothing. It's okay for him to feel that way. And the camera and Rhea, no, it's something. Brandon Graham came on. Brandon Graham initially said, ah, man, look, these things kind of happen, blah, 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 blah. And then Monday night, Brandon Graham show, he said what he said. And then it was kind of, I think it was taken out of proportion a little
bit. Wait a minute, stop, Robert. How is it taken out of proportion? Let me finish, Robert, because I'll let you speak. John Ritchie said it was nothing, right?
Yes, he did.
Rhea and Joe DeCamera said it was something, right?
Yes, sir.
Brandon Graham came out and said it was something. So how did we create this?
I never said you created it. I said...
Okay, so how do we blow it out of proportion?
Well, okay, so what I'm saying is, if the goal is to bring positivity and happiness to this team...
Whose goal is it to do that? Wait a minute, first of all, Robert, whose goal is it to bring positivity to the team?
You're not letting me finish.
No, I'm asking you a question before you finish. Whose goal is it?
I have to explain it. The reality is that your job, though, is to bring people listening to your show. I get that. But that's not what everyone's goal is. The fans' goal is to win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. So anything that derails that is not good.
Who brought this drama, Robert?
Who started
it
this?
It worked. I'm saying that it worked fine. That's great. Does not change the fact that this exact time last year, AJ was calling, yelling at people.
Yeah, well, that so Robert, but that's, to, but that's.
Oh my God.
So, no, Robert, I'm glad you let. Hold on, hold on.
Robert, you ain't doing a good job explaining.
You're long talking.
You got to stop long talking and get to the point.
I'm glad you let us there because, and I'm not cutting you off, Robert. I'm glad you let us there. Sometimes past history makes a different reaction, right? If you have someone that's generally a very positive or calm person and they react a certain way, you're like, whoa, why? If they're always screaming and yelling, you're like, oh, here we go again. Last year, you're right, AJ and the locker room and basically him and Jalen changing plays. Then 3 weeks later, Sirianni's like, yeah, they're like, yeah, we changed the play and Sirianni looked like a fool for us. When we go back to last year and then you had it happen to an extent again, you start to get worried. That's why people wanted to talk about it last week, Robert.
Right, and I get that, and that's why there's a line, and I'm not saying you guys crossed it. I'm not saying you guys were totally wrong. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is, if all our goal is the same, then bringing up negative things is not the way to go about it. That's all I'm saying.
Robert,
I'm saying nothing.
Robert,
and
Robert, Robert,
a lot of things,
Robert. I'm gonna let you
that.
Talk, but you long talking, Robert. They even said that bringing this up was better for the team. So explain to me,
fine,
Robert?
And that's good.
Robert,
then that's good then.
Robert, explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old, how burying your head in the sand and not talking about an issue is going to make our team better. Because just last, Jalen threw for 290 yards? And before that, he wasn't even nowhere close to that. So tell me how it would have been better by not talking about it.
That's a very good point. I'll explain that too. Because Jalen doing
just as long as you don't do it in the long talking form, make it clear and concise.
Good. Jalen being good this week had nothing to do with you or anybody else talking about it on the air.
Right, but Robert, hold on.
Long talking,
I agree with him. I don't think that my voice or anyone else's here is like changes the outcome. But guess what? If Jalen threw for 50 yards, it also would have had nothing to do with what we said. We're going to talk about it because it's the topic. And they brought it to our attention, 215-592-9494. Did we react? And not just us. It makes clear. It's not about me and Hugh and anybody here.
As my job is not to bring positivity.
As a fan base, did we overreact last week? 215, Charles Barkley Douglas over here. 215-592-9494. What AJ said, what BG said, your phone call's coming up, and we'll let you hear a national voice. And he put it in a really funny way after what we heard from Jalen on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.